Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley D.
For our transgressions, he was bruised for our lawlessness. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The only signs that we should be throwing is the same thing, friends, in counter to that of the enemy and his little minions, John 8:44, by bearing our cross.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, I just want to finish up from yesterday, if you don't mind. It's interesting because I constantly see these posts coming from the underachievers, those that call themselves Christians and they've never overcome their sin. And the reason they've never overcome their sin is because they've never been delivered from their sin. And the reason that is because they've never repented for their sin. Okay? Matthew 3:2. They've never repented before God for breaking his moral law. Acts 20, verse 21. Also Psalm 19:7, which converts the soul. Also thinking of Exodus 20 and then Galatians 3:24 on top of that. And so what I did and what I've been doing to counter all these biblical illiterates online, I've been posting scriptures that give us what scripture says rather than what people say. And like, for example, I put, for this is the love of God that we keep his commandments and his commandments are not grievous. And it's interesting when I post those kind of scriptures, people are saying, we're not under the law. We're not under the law. Well, wait a second. I never said you were under the law. But the law is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. And if we're not under the law, then we're under grace. And if we're under grace, we're overcoming our sin. Where grace where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. They have it so mumbled up. It's completely upside down in their minds. And why is that? Because they're not taking the time to work out their own salvation, Philippians 2, with fear and trembling. They're listening to other people, and that's why they're confused. So what I also posted, friends, in contrast, contrast to those that are posting scriptures that counter real grace. I put Christ as the standard, not excuses to sin. And then I put a lot of scripturally illiterates preaching a false gospel. It's true, and we should all be jealous of this, friends. Let me ask you this. What would you think if your dad, who is the most awesome dad in the whole world, you knew who he was, you knew his character, you knew how he acted when he got mad, you knew what he did when he was mad, how he loved on you, how he chastened you, how he blessed you, so on and so forth. You knew everything about him, okay? Or at least what's been allotted for you to know about him. And I'm equating natural man to that of God. What would you think of someone mischaracterizing your dad? Saying things about your dad that are not true. Saying things about maybe books that he's written before that he never wrote. Or taking the very meaning of what was written and turning it upside down on its head, contradicting the very meaning of what your father wrote. Wouldn't that make you angry? Well, folks, Jesus was jealous over his Lord. Paul was jealous over the flock. And shouldn't we have a care to take care of what he said and represent him by correcting and instructing others that don't have a proper understanding of who he is concerning what Scripture has revealed unto us? I mean, it's absolutely astounding. So many people profess to be Christians, but they're not zealous over their father's house or over his word. They just let it go and they say nothing. And I want to tell you why, because you're a part of the problem when it comes to what you should be bringing when it comes to the answers. Listen to real grace. 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Does that sound like someone that's continuing on in his sin or using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. Does it sound like someone that gave himself over to sin willfully? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. That's what real grace does. Does the Bible say that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us? Romans 8:37? Yes, it does. Does it say greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world? Why, yes, it does. Does it tell us in 1 John chapter 5? What is it that overcomes the world, even our faith? Yes, it does. I didn't see where we're supposed to put up little stickers on the back of our car making excuses for what we still serve. Furthermore, the Bible tells us that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil in 1 John chapter 3. He came into the world to destroy the works of the devil, but there's others, folks, all over social media platforms, all over America, that want to use the grace of God as an occasion to the flesh so they can continuously serve the devil. Whoa! My Bible tells me that we've been delivered from our sins. He came into the world to deliver his people from their sins, Matthew 1:21, not to remain in their sins or to make excuses for their sins. I mean, folks, let's be scripturally honest here. I mean, Scripture tells us in 1 John 3:9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. What does it tell us in chapter 6? Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. But again, what do we hear all day long? Excuses as to why, you know, they're not perfect. They're just forgiven. No, they know not real grace. And I want to tell you something, friends. Scripture tells us people like that, they are not saved from their sins. Jesus said in Matthew 7, depart from me, you that work lawlessness. And furthermore, we've been washed in the blood of Christ. And what is the mother of holiness? Gratitude. If we're thankful for what Jesus did for us on the cross, shedding his blood as the propitiation for our sins, we're not going to look for an excuse to stay in our sins. That which Christ died in washing us, friends, as a sacrifice and washing us from our sins, Revelation 1:5. No, just the exact opposite. Then comes in real grace. Be ye holy as I am holy. And when we hold the Scripture, guess what we want? We seek perfection. And I know a lot of people out there don't like the word perfection, but you know what? Too bad. Because perfection is named over and over and over. King David, a man after God's own heart, said what? He said, perfect that which concerneth me. And I think about just even in the Old Testament and then going to the New Testament, the fulfilling of it, I see nothing has changed. Remember when God said, the Lord said to that of Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Romans 6 that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us from the heart? And yes, it's a work of the Holy Ghost, but nowhere do we find an excuse to remain in our sin.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridey on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
IGF. What is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking. All of the things that make men men again, right? But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on auto ship. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my 3rd month and just now seeing tremendous gains. All right. So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop.
You're listening to Bridey on Radio, free speech streaming for humanity.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. I'm the host of the Dr. Hotze Report that airs Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time on BrideyIn.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so that you can know what's really going on. I believe that you need to have a doctor who can coach you onto a path of health and wellness naturally, so that as you mature, you've got energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. Do you have low energy, weight gain, allergies, insomnia, anxiety, brain fog, low libido, and joint and muscle pain? At the Hotze Health and Wellness Center, we treat the underlying cause of these symptoms rather than masking them with drugs. We treat for hypothyroidism, sex hormone decline, adrenal fatigue, allergies, yeast, and nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. Hotze saying, take charge of your health.
Call today at 281-698-8698. Mention Patriot and receive 10% off your initial visit and a free copy of Dr. Hotze's book. Do a 180.
Wake up informed.
Really blows me away.
Free speech audio streaming for humanity to start your day.
It's pretty obvious what the people want.
On Bridey on Radio.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Don't just bottle it up. Let it out.
This has totally got me livid.
There. That's better.
I'm a little bit fired up.
Have your say on Brighty on Radio.
Today. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Now, for goodness sakes, Wild Bill, calling from Michigan, I have no idea what you want to add to anything that's been talked about thus far, but if you do, please bring it. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm just proving everybody wrong that says that you can't call in direct.
You're just proving everybody wrong that you can't call in direct.
That's right, because I just connected to you.
Oh, okay, so what are you bringing here, man?
Well, I've been working on a thing all day long with some people. It's called two words, Long Johns. A lot of people don't know what those are for.
Okay, so... Okay, right, so guess, what's that?
I guess I was on a rant, sorry.
Okay, so did you want to add something to what we're talking about here?
No.
Okay. Okay, so there we have that. That was Wild Bill from Michigan. Wow. Okay, let's get to this, folks. As the Illuminati throws their gang signs, I want to show you mine. Because I'm absolutely humored at every given step. You know the Bible says, because this is the issue that the American people are dealing with. The Bible is clear in the book of Proverbs that the fear of man bringeth a snare. It's like wrapping a noose around yourself and throwing yourself into the depths of death and hell. Literally. But when you take your counsels from the Lord, there's strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. And there's a huge difference. And the reason I'm bringing that up, folks, is because I was noticing on some social media platforms about, again, the American people highlighting the Illuminati, the cabal. They were highlighting those in the skull and bones. Wow. And it's interesting how the American people know who the bad guys are, but for some reason or another, they have bowed down to those bad guys rather than dealing with those bad guys. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that after I make a couple points, because I am embarrassed for those that call themselves Americans on so many different levels. I'm going to show you my signs, because, folks, what I see out there is absolutely humorous at every given step of the way, and on so many different levels, to say the least. Here, let me just put this little salt on your tongue really quick before we get into the show today. Okay, so they dress like clowns. They're secret societies. They do everything in darkness and not in the light. Yet the opposite is Christians don't dress like clowns. They put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and nothing they do is in secret. They did everything in the light, just like Jesus taught us to do. And this is what I want to tell you. These conspirators, and that's what they are, Jeremiah 9:11, that are a part of secret societies, do you realize they're more afraid that you're going to catch on to who they are in dealing with them than you should be of them? Everything they do is in darkness, folks. Everything they do is in darkness. And again, fear is your problem. Why do they operate in darkness? Because everything they do is illegal. Everything they do is criminal, right? And the fact of the matter is, I want to go over and I want to show you some pictures in just a minute. I'm getting way ahead of myself, and I don't mean to do that. But I just remembered what Bonhoeffer said when he's facing off with Adolf Hitler. And the world loves to praise him now that he's dead. You know, when he was alive, I'm sure he's being persecuted by the evangelicals that put Adolf Hitler in power during that particular time. But I want to get back to this, to what Bonhoeffer said. He said, "He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God." Therein lies the problem, right there, okay? I want to show you the answer on the other side of this. Before that, I want to get over to this, and I want you to see this. This is a brand new post by Raheem Kassam. He said, "This was a conspiracy theory until about 20 minutes ago." Isn't it amazing how it's a conspiracy theory? But when the mainstream media and their useful idiots set the narrative in telling the truth as to what they can no longer cover, Luke 12:2, now that conspiracy thing that people were calling it a conspiracy theory is no longer a theory. Now it's become a fact. who validated that it was a fact now? Okay, so nobody believes the guy that tells them the truth, because the mainstream media, that 94% of the American people don't believe, tell you that that guy's a lunatic for exposing the criminals they're trying to cover for. Oh, it's true, right? But then all of a sudden, they change the narrative, and then they go back to that conspiracy theorist, and they say what he was telling you a long time ago is actually true. Now he's justified and he's vindicated. Now it's okay because the mainstream media that you don't believe in just told you it's no longer a theory. Boy, no wonder why people are confused. Again, they hold to truth and unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. But I want you to see this. But it was a conspiracy theory until about 20 minutes ago, okay? Myocarditis, after COVID vaccination, Pfizer and Moderna are tracking adverse health effects, if any, that may appear in the years following a diagnosis of vaccine-associated heart problems, okay? Remember how they told you that if anybody had a problem with what was going on with these athletes out on the field, the main Mainstream media said, no, they're crazy. That's lunatic. It has nothing to do with the vaccines at all. But now they're admitting it. I don't know how they could hide it. And for goodness sakes, folks, what the government did back in the 80s under Ronald Reagan by indemnifying Big Pharma concerning their crimes against humanity through these said vaccines, these experimental jabs, how they ever got that through, I don't know. I know not. I have never in all of my life seen any business or any person on this planet that can indemnify themselves in doing the wrong to innocent people. Read Proverbs 17:15 when you get a moment. And here, I got to say this, because I do understand that there's some people that just say, you know, that they're constantly heaping up teachers to itch their itching ears. They want to hear new stuff all the time. Well, I'm going to give you some new stuff right now. And it's the same old stuff, and it's new stuff today because you didn't deal with the criminals back when it first started, back in the 60s and in the 70s. As a matter of fact, we can go to the turn of the century to understand that this has been going on for a long time by conspirators who hide out in secret places, and they hide behind your said representatives and mandate things that they never in a million years would ever take themselves. Just ask Bill Gates' kids, who have never been vaccinated a day in their life. But also ask Bill Gates, because this is the pill in the jam when it comes to who's profiting from the pill in the jam concerning vaccines, who's increased his wealth 22% since he now has become a doctor and a legislator. Unbeknownst to any one of us, Bill Gates calls the shots. Why? Because he's paying off your Judases, your local representatives, to sell you out. Look to the governors. Look to federal government. Look to state government. But look to the governors and the mayors who are trying to force this down your throats. But again, I want to remind you that this isn't a conspiracy theory anymore. Now they're admitting something seriously wrong. Oh, there's something seriously wrong. I got a video right here. It's 1:48, and it is a compilation, brand new today, of all the people that are falling over dead on the courts. And guess what? Again, friends, I really got to tell you this. Put this up against Jeremiah 5:21. They don't know what's happening to these guys on the court. This is the new narrative. Why? Because they're covering for the conspirators that don't want to be held accountable for their guilt against the innocent. Check this out.
Well, same thing. So we have player after player coming out saying, listen, I'm worried about myocarditis.
Peter McCullough, doctor.
See the array of damage.
Just don't know what's going on with them, guys. Just keep playing stupid, Americans. Keep letting them do what they want to do. Because that's what it is. Look at the way this guy just hit the floor. He was a referee. There's another guy on a soccer field, just falls over, starts to gyrate. Seizure. It's insane. Another one on the basketball court. Just don't know what's wrong with them, though, folks.
A Baker County high school senior.
Listen to this. High school senior
on the tennis courts.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
And Denmark star man Christian Eriksen collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High
School. Just don't know, though, what's going on.
One of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after
brand new news today.
Practice. Star college basketball.
Brand new
collapsing on the court. We want to warn.
warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Keyontae Johnson collapsing during the game.
Yep, just falls right into the floor. Folks, I'm going to come right back after this break. We got a mandatory break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces her plans for her future on the House floor Thursday.
With great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Pelosi's announcement paves the way for current caucus chair Hakeem Jeffries to succeed her after months of steadily building support. Border agents confront drug smugglers off the coast of Puerto Rico.
Multiple U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents were shot while boarding a suspected smuggling boat off the coast of Puerto Rico Thursday morning. It took place 14 miles off the coast of Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico. That's on the southwest part of the island. The agents are being airlifted to a Puerto Rico trauma center. No other details were released at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay. Okay, I want to get back to this again, and we're going to get to the main topic here in just a moment. But I want you to pay attention to this, and I also want you to share the show with others. If you have not subscribed, folks, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to the live feed. Share it with your friends, because we are continuously highlighting the information that the mainstream media is trying to censor. Matter of fact, if you go into a restaurant today, friends, you're seeing these useful idiots up on these television sets. They're still pushing the narrative that people are sick and they need the shots in spite of all of that which we're showing you. And what begs the question, are these people not to be held accountable for what they're covering up for? Both the conspirators and those that are covering for the conspirators. Folks, don't get me wrong. That's what this is. This is a genocide. And put that up against Amos 8:3. Don't kid yourself to think otherwise, friends. That's exactly what this is. Over the last couple weeks, I've highlighted over and over going on live feeds on my phone, social media platforms.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're gonna be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighteon Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTB at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
Brighty on Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
And the reason I'm bringing that up, folks, is because I was noticing on some social media platforms about, again, the American people highlighting the Illuminati, the cabal. They were highlighting those in the skull and bones. Wow. And it's interesting how the American people know who the bad guys are, but for some reason or another, they have bowed down to those bad guys rather than dealing with those bad guys. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that after I make a couple points, because I am embarrassed for those that call themselves Americans on so many different levels. I'm going to show you my signs, Because, folks, what I see out there is absolutely humorous at every given step of the way, and on so many different levels, to say the least. Here, let me just put this little salt on your tongue really quick before we get into the show today. Okay, so they dress like clowns. They're secret societies. They do everything in darkness and not in the light. Yet the opposite is Christians don't dress like clowns. They put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and nothing they do is in secret. They did everything in the light, just like Jesus taught us to do. And this is what I want to tell you. These conspirators, and that's what they are, Jeremiah 9:11, that are a part of secret societies, do you realize they're more afraid that you're going to catch on to who they are in dealing with them than you should be of them? Everything they do is in darkness, folks. Everything they do is in darkness. And again, fear is your problem. Why do they operate in darkness? Because everything they do is illegal. Everything they do is criminal, right? And the fact of the matter is, I want to go over and I want to show you some pictures in just a minute. I'm getting way ahead of myself, and I don't mean to do that. But I just remembered what Bonhoeffer said when he's facing off with Adolf Hitler. And the world loves to praise him now that he's dead. You know, when he was alive, I'm sure he's being persecuted by the evangelicals that put Adolf Hitler in power during that particular time. But I want to get back to this, to what Bonhoeffer said. He said, "He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God." Therein lies the problem, right there, okay? I want to show you the answer on the other side of this. Before that, I want to get over to this, and I want you to see this. This is a brand new post by Raheem Kassam. He said, "This was a conspiracy theory until about 20 minutes ago." Isn't it amazing how it's a conspiracy theory? But when the mainstream media and their useful idiots set the narrative in telling the truth as to what they can no longer cover, Luke 12:2, now that conspiracy thing that people were calling it a conspiracy theory is no longer a theory. Now it's become a fact. Who validated that it was a fact now? Okay, so nobody believes the guy that tells them the truth, because the mainstream media, that 94% of the American people don't believe, tell you that that guy's a lunatic for exposing the criminals they're trying to cover for. Oh, it's true, right? But then all of a sudden, they change the narrative, and then they go back to that conspiracy theorist, and they say what he was telling you a long time ago is actually true. Now he's justified and he's vindicated. Now it's okay because the mainstream media that you don't believe in just told you it's no longer a theory. Boy, no wonder why people are confused. Again, they hold the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. But I want you to see this. But it was a conspiracy theory until about 20 minutes ago, okay? Myocarditis after COVID vaccination, Pfizer and Moderna are tracking adverse health effects, if any, that may appear in the years following a diagnosis of vaccine-associated heart problems, okay? Remember how they told you that if anybody had a problem with what was going on with these athletes out on the field, the mainstream media said, no, they're crazy, that's lunatic, it has nothing to do with the vaccines at all. But now they're admitting it. I don't know how they could hide it. And for goodness sakes, folks, what the government did back in the 80s under Ronald Reagan by indemnifying Big Pharma concerning their crimes against humanity through these said vaccines, these experimental jabs, how they ever got that through, I don't know. I know not. I have never in all of my life seen any business or any person on this planet that can indemnify themselves in doing the wrong to innocent people. Read Proverbs 17:15 when you get a moment. And here, I got to say this, because I do understand that there's some people that just say, you know, that they're constantly heaping up teachers to itch their itching ears. They want to hear new stuff all the time. Well, I'm going to give you some new stuff right now. And it's the same old stuff, and it's new stuff today because you didn't deal with the criminals back when it first started, back in the 60s and in the 70s. As a matter of fact, we go up to the turn of the century to understand that this has been going on for a long time by conspirators who hide out in secret places, and they hide behind your said representatives and mandate things that they never in a million years would ever take themselves. Just ask Bill Gates' kids, who have never been vaccinated a day in their life. But also ask Bill Gates, because this is the pill in the jam when it comes to who's profiting from the pill in the jam concerning vaccines, who's increased his wealth 22% since he now has has become a doctor and a legislator. Unbeknownst to any one of us, Bill Gates calls the shots. Why? Because he's paying off your Judases, your local representatives, to sell you out. Look to the governors. Look to federal government. Look to state governor, or a state government. But look to the governors and the mayors who are trying to force this down your throats. But again, I want to remind you that this isn't a conspiracy theory anymore. Now they're admitting something seriously wrong. Oh, there's something seriously wrong. I got a video right here. It's 1 minute and 48 seconds, and it is a compilation, brand new today, of all the people that are falling over dead on the courts. And guess what? Again, friends, I really got to tell you this. Put this up against Jeremiah 5:21. They don't know what's happening to these guys on the court. This is the new narrative. Why? Because they're covering for the conspirators that don't want to be held accountable for their guilt against the innocent. Check this out.
Well, same thing. So we have player after player coming out saying, listen, I'm worried about myocarditis.
Peter McCullough, doctor.
See the array of damage.
Just don't know what's going on with them, guys. Just keep playing stupid, Americans. Keep letting them do what they want to do. Because that's what it is. Look at the way this guy just hit the floor. He was a referee. There's another guy on a soccer field, just falls over, starts to gyrate. Seizure. It's insane. Another one on the basketball court. Just don't know what's wrong with them, though, folks.
A Baker County high school senior
listen to this. High school senior
on the tennis courts.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, Denmark star man Christian Eriksen collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High
just don't know though what's going on.
One of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after
brand new news today.
Practice star college basketball
brand new
collapsing on the court. We want to warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Keontae Johnson collapsing during the game.
Yep, just falls right into the floor.
Died.
Folks, I'm going to come right back after this break. We got a mandatory break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. 1-866-582-9933.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces her plans for her future on the House floor Thursday.
With great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Pelosi's announcement paves the way for current caucus chair Hakeem Jeffries to succeed her after months of steadily building support. Border agents confront drug smugglers off the coast of Puerto Rico.
Multiple U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents were shot while boarding a suspected smuggling boat off the coast of Puerto Rico Thursday morning. It took place 14 miles off the coast of Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico. That's on the southwest part of the island. The agents are being airlifted to a Puerto Rico trauma center. No other details were released at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get back to this again, and we're going to get to the main topic here in just a moment, but I want you to pay attention to this, and I also want you to share the show with others. If you have not subscribed, folks, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to the live feed. Share it with your friends, because we are continuously highlighting the information that the mainstream media is trying to censor. Matter of fact, if you go into a restaurant today, friends, you're seeing these useful idiots up on these television sets. They're still pushing the narrative that people are sick and they need the shots in spite of all of that which we're showing you. And what begs the question, are these people not to be held accountable for what they're covering up for? Both the conspirators and those that are covering for the conspirators. Folks, don't get me wrong. That's what this is. This is a genocide. And put that up against Amos 8:3. Don't kid yourself to think otherwise, friends. That's exactly what this is. Over the last couple weeks, I've highlighted over and over, going on live feeds on my phone, social media platforms, every single time, folks, within probably 30 seconds, I can find three people that died today. Folks, last night was another one. I just kind of chuckled to myself. I just thought to myself, have you ever seen this? And reiterating the point, can you tell me how they died? The reason of death? Unknown. Whoa, when have you ever heard of that? Now they're calling it adult death syndrome. Oh, I wonder how that happened. My goodness, folks, when the Lord said not to mix, Leviticus 19:19, understand that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and if the life is in the blood, where do you think he's going to go? Leviticus 17:11. Put at the very end of what I just said, John 10:10. And look what's happening, folks. Men's lives and women's lives, old and young, are being devoured because they didn't take heed to the Word of God. Yet they profess themselves to be Christians. Don't get me wrong. Check this out.
We have player after player coming out saying, listen, I am worried about myocarditis. And then you see the array of damage.
I'm going to let it play out. It goes for 2 minutes. Soccer player afraid because he can't breathe. His heart palpitating. Cardiac exam, chest pain, tennis player falling over on the court, referee falling straight back on his head, another soccer player falling over back, he starts to seize, he has seizures, his body begins to gyrate out of control. Some of them freeze up too, by the way. If you haven't seen those are pretty, it's hard to watch. Another basketball player being escorted off the court out of bed. Now the kids.
After collapsing on the tennis courts.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, Denmark star man Christian Eriksson collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High community mourning.
mourning tonight after one of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice.
Star college basketball player collapsing on the court. We want to warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Keyonte Johnson
falls right headfirst into the court.
A West Catholic high school student has died after collapsing.
Students, children.
On mile 8.
And they're pushing it like
fuzzy.
People still need to get it.
17-year-old Ryan Jacobs heart stopped.
Listen to the doctor at the very end of this.
On the field.
It's just a plethora of innocent people dying. This is brand new information today. Another 24-year-old dies on the soccer field.
This is a gigantic experiment that we're doing on the entire world's population. It's never been used before.
It's never been used before. Well, it has now, and they keep pushing because there's no pushback. You know why? Because the American people took it to the courts, only to find out those that are sitting on the bench are there to protect the guilty. As I said earlier, there is no law, folks, that defends me from committing a crime against an innocent person. No, I am the criminal. And Americans, look what's going on. Look at how they continuously push the narrative regardless. So, anyways, I wanted to highlight that because, again, that was brand new information. Yes, you must share these videos with people because there's a lot of people out there that are going to eat the fruit of their own ways if we don't. And I'm talking about those that have not went in headfirst concerning the narrative by the medical industry on a global basis. Ah, my goodness, it's crazy. But we're getting to that in just a moment, too. Wanted to highlight this, too, another point. Moms for Liberty, have you guys heard of this organization? Moms for Liberty backs school board members. They stand up and they fire the superintendent and ban critical race theory. Okay? But what I want you to do, and then they replace them. You know what? I high-five you guys out in Florida for doing that. But what I want you to check out, though, too, is the fact that then they bring in none other than that of Ron DeSantis from Florida, who was just recently caught. Well, I shouldn't say he was caught because the people haven't held him accountable as one that was committing a crime. But he was the one that was dispersing illegals throughout the United States of America along with Abbott, and now it's happening in Pennsylvania as well. But they highlighted DeSantis. And of course, DeSantis gets up there and talks about high school and school. It's about education, not indoctrination. But do we pay attention to what these politicians say, friends? Because we should. We should. And because what they say and what they do are two different stories every single time. Now, what I'm going to show you here is a piece from MSNBC. Okay, it doesn't get any lower than a snake's belly, but folks, here they come into play, right? But what I want you to pay attention to is how this useful idiot almost looks at the Moms for Liberty as those that are responsible for doing something wrong, when in fact what they're doing is doing everything that is right. I mean, these people are turning the very definition upside down when it comes to right and wrong, isn't it? Hang on a second. I just got a thought. I just posted this morning, and it goes line upon line, precept upon precept concerning exactly what we're talking about right now. First, we overlook evil. That's why we have these useful idiots promulgating lies and propaganda in the mainstream media. Then we permit evil. And this is all scriptural, by the way. Then the people allow the bad guys to do what the bad guys do. Then they legalize the evil. And it's not legal. It's policy. It undermines law. Then we end up at the end of the day, out of fear of what they might do to us, they force you to promote the evil like they did under Adolf Hitler, right? If you didn't salute him, you'd get a ticket. Then we celebrate the evil, and we have to partake with that too, because if we don't, then we're haters and bigots, right? That's what they want you to, that's what they want to mold you into. Then they end up persecuting those who still call it evil when it's never been good. Okay, that's what they do. So in other words, first we overlook the evil, and that is in Jeremiah 5:28. Then we permit the evil. Then they legalize the evil. Then we have to promote the evil. Then we have to celebrate the evil. They normalize it. Then we persecute those who still call it evil. Isn't that the very definition of Isaiah 5:20? Why, yes, it is. Woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. That is a prime example of what you are about to see right now. Check this out.
Issue for us today. He spent the weekend at the national summit of the conservative parents' right group, Moms for Liberty. Tyler, this group only came into existence about a year and a half ago. It has seen pretty dramatic growth, though. Talk to us about how that happened.
Yeah, well, when they started, Aaron, they got a lot of airtime on places like Fox News, Glenn Beck, Talk Radio, and so on. And the founders also had connections to some Republican operatives, so that certainly helped. But I talked
Notice the word that he used. A Republican operative. They're criminalizing you little by little, incrementally. You need to pay attention because the devil is found in the details.
Story about how they got involved. They were upset about mask mandates and school closures during the pandemic. They started looking for information online and on Facebook about what they could do. And then they stumbled across Moms for Liberty and got linked in. The group now says they have nearly 100,000 members in 37 states, and they've only existed for about 18 months.
There were some pretty big Republican names at this summit there.
Pay attention to this, though.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, for example, gave the keynote. I want to play a little bit of what he had to say and ask you about it on the other side.
Our school system is for educating kids, not indoctrinating kids.
He's thinking, look at these ignorant sheep.
So, Tyler, talk to us about some of the other big speakers there and what their messages were.
Right. Governor DeSantis was a big crowd pleaser. There were a lot of Mamas for DeSantis stickers all over the place. And he received an award from the group before his speech.
That was all bought
and paid
for.
The other names included people like Betsy DeVos, Trump's education secretary, Senator Rick Scott, who heads up the...
Okay, so what they're doing, friends, is these Moms for Liberty are using the conservatives of the day to promote their message. I guarantee there's a whole lot of fundraising going on behind the scenes. But notice what they're using, establishment guys, okay? One of the names that was brought up was Betsy DeVos, or DeVos, okay? And I wanted you to understand that Betsy DeVos was one that was appointed by Donald Trump as the Secretary of Education, and I'm going to say this real quick. But did you know that the U.S. Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, signed on to a radical global declaration that calls for, among other absurdities, brainwashing children to believe in the United Nations-backed ideology of total government known as sustainable development? Why would the Moms for Liberty be pushing someone like that in front of the people that are supporting this movement? In fact, the pseudo-treaty inked by Trump's education chief suggests that the purpose of schooling is to indoctrinate children with the right values and teach them to be obedient, working drones. Under the un-American vision agreed to last week in Argentina, not America, the government's purported to commit their nations to globalized brainwashing under the guise of education. This all under Donald Trump.